Lecture topic, Youth with a Difference, Part 2.
Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu's tafsir, نزلت في المطعمين يوم بدر. Few kuffar came and they addressed the high ranking disbelievers before Badr. And they said for the duration of the battle, every one of them said, few of them came. The first one said, I will feed 1,000 people for the first day of the battle. The next one said, for the next day I will feed. These are disbelievers to add to their cause. And you and I cannot feed for the cause of Allah. وَتَكْرِمَتِي ضَيْفِ. The other day I read a very beautiful poem, the long and short of which is, the poet says, I love visitors to come to my home. They eat their food at my house and thank me. أَكَلَ طَعَامَهُ فِي بَيْتِي وَيَشْكُرُنِي. You ate your food in my house and you thank in me. That is your rozi, Allah gave it to you. Let the pious come to your house. لا يأكل طعامك إلا تقي. The Nabi of Allah said, let the pious come and eat. This will bring barakah, this will bring happiness, this will bring tranquility in your house. وَتَكْرِمَتِي ضَيْفِي. And I feed the poor, I respect my guests, I entertain them. And the last reason he said, وَتَرْكِي مَا لَا يَعْنِينِي فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي صَيَّرَنِي إِلَى مَا تَرَى. I keep myself away from things that do not concern me. I do not pursue futile discussions. I do not involve myself in meaningless discussions. The narration is in Hayat al-Sahaba in Kitab al-Ilm, Ibn Abdul Barr's narration. Nabi alayhi salam walks in the masjid, Abu Huraira is with, فَرَعَى جَمْعًا مِنَ النَّاسِ. He sees a whole congregation of people. Everybody has converged. Nabi alayhi salam said, what's up? They said, رَجُلٌ عَلَّامَةٌ. Oh, Nabi of Allah, this is a profound man. Nabi alayhi salam said, وَمَا عَلَّامَةٌ. Read the narration in Kitab al-Ilm. What is Allama, very learned? Said, O Nabi of Allah, أَعْلَمُ النَّاسِ بِأَنْسَابِ الْعَرَبِ وَأَعْلَمُ النَّاسِ بِمَخْتُلِفَ فِيهِ الْعَرَبِ وَأَعْلَمُ النَّاسِ بِشِعْرٍ وَأَعْلَمُ النَّاسِ بِعَرَبِيَّ. This man's got his finger on the pulse. Speak to him about any skirmish in the Arabs, he will rattle you off. Speak to him about any Arabic or poetry or ancestry or genealogy, he's a super authority. Touch anything on Arabic or family history, the man has the full details. So we sit in and learning from him. Nabi alayhi salam said, هَذَا عِلْمٌ لَا يَنْفَعْ وَجَهْلٌ لَا يَذُرْ. هَذَا عِلْمٌ لَا يَنْفَعْ وَجَهْلٌ لَا يَذُرْ. This is information that doesn't benefit and ignorance that doesn't harm. If you know, so what? If you don't know, so what? You know the names of, what they say, the wags. A brother keeps me posted. I don't read these articles. The wives and girlfriends of soccer players. So did he break it down for me. But how much do you know about the consorts of the greatest human? My mother is my mother because she told me and I trust it and I have no doubt. But Aisha is your mother because Allah told you. النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم وأزواجه أمهاتهم. Read the rich legacy of the consorts of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What an impeccable life. فذلك الذي سيرني إلى ما ترى. Oh my young boy, you inculcate, internalize and imbibe these attributes and Allah will give you fame without a platform, respect without wealth, honor without beauty. There was a young sahabi by the name of Rabi'a ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu, Bidaya, Usudul Ghaba, Tabaqat ibn Sa'ad, and many other kitabs have the narration. He says, كُنْتُ فَتَنْ لَمَّا أَشْرَقَتْ نَفْسِي بِنُورِ الْإِيمَانِ وَامْتَلَأَ فُؤَادِي بِمَعَانِ الْإِسْلَامِ. I was a young boy in the prime of my life when I was fortunate enough to be introduced to the faith of Islam and my heart was enveloped by the sciences of deen. وَلَمَّا اكْتَحَلَتْ عَيْنَايَ بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ أَحْبَبْتُهُ حُبًّا مَلَكَ عَلَيَّ كُلَّ جَارِحَةٍ مِّن جَوَارِحِي وَأُولِعْتُ بِهِ وَلَعًا صَرَفَنِي عَنْ كُلِّ مَا عَدَاهُ. And when I set my gaze on Nabi alayhi salam the first time, Every other beauty was swallowed and it disappeared. And this became the focal point of my life. I could not worship or respect or revere any other individual. Nabi alayhi salam had attracted all my affection and my love and my respect. So I used to come and meet Nabi alayhi salam and just look at him, admire him. And I used to spiritually nourish myself by looking at him. One day I said to myself, you know, in psychology they talk of auto-suggestion. They talk of speaking to yourself. In the hadith we've also been taught auto-suggestion, provided we have a spiritual self. There's something like istafti qalbak. Ask your heart for a fatwa. You can ask your heart for a fatwa. When there is a spark of iman, then it will respond. But when it's dead, you'll make people phone and say, 20 days istikhara, no dream. That's our iman. But when you have iman, you'll make istafti qalbak and Allah will give you instant answers. I finished 7 nights, 14 nights, 21 nights. And every day after the istikhara, she phones him and he phones her. Any luck? No, nothing this side. Yeah, that's the reality of our life, brothers. That's the sad reality. If a poor man comes, then the girl is making istikhara. And if a rich man comes, the answer is yes. No, istikhara was positive. Read in Hidayah, Imam Muhammad's call, Al-Malu Ghadin Wara'ih. Money came today, went yesterday. Don't make that the basis. Don't make that the basis. What Mu'az radiallahu anhu said, إِنَّكُمْ أُبْتُلِيتُمْ بِفِتْنَةِ الظَّرَّى فَصَبَرْتُمْ وَإِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ السَّرَّى أَلَا وَهِيَ النِّسَاءُ إِذَا تَحَلَّيْنَ بِالذَّهَبِ وَلَبِسْنَ رِيطَ الشَّامِ وَعَصْبَ الْيَمَنِ فَأَتْعَبْنَا الْغَنِيِّ وَكَلَّفْنَا الْفَقِيرَ مَا لَا يُطِيقُ. The giant Mu'adh ibn Jabal said this. O my Sahaba, you've seen the era of adversity and you swiftly made your way through. But I foresee and prophesize an era of a fitna of prosperity. Allah, let me spell it out. Wahiyan Nisa, I'm referring to woman. Allah, Wahiyan Nisa, إِذَا لَبِسْنَ رِيطَ الشَّامِ وَعَصْبَ الْيَمَنِ. That they will have to go to Dubai and to France to do their shopping. فَأَتْعَبْنَا الْغَنِي وَكَلَّفْنَا الْفَقِيرِ مَا لَا يُتِيقُ. They will tire the wealthy husband and they will burden the poor man. They will tire the wealthy and burden the poor man. And in that way his life will end. They say before marriage you yearn for a woman. And after marriage the wife becomes silent. You yearn for her. Before marriage you yearn. And that wife becomes silent. Never to return. So Rabi'a said, I spoke to myself. I said, وَيْحَكَ يَا رَبِيعَةُ. A young man. Oh my young boy, may Allah put this in your heart. May Allah put this in my heart. He said, I told myself, وَيْحَكَ يَا رَبِيعَةُ. لِمَ لَا تُجَرِّدُ نَفْسَكَ لِخِدْمَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمُ. Rabi'a, why don't you fill in an application form and see if you're selected. Put your request as a request to become one of the devout servants of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Go present yourself. أعرض نفسك عليه فإن سعدت بقربه وفزت بحبه ورضي بك حظيت بخير الدنيا والآخرة. If Allah's Nabi selects you and His gaze of affection falls on you and He says, "Okay, Rabi'a, I will take you." Then Rabi'a, your deen, your dunya, your progeny till Qiyamah has been taken care of. He said, I mustered the courage. You know when they speak about these giants who feature in the sporting world, then with humble beginnings, living in a farm, came from a poor family, broken home, below the bread line, breaking even, abject poverty. But in his school, he started showing some unique talent. He was then taken forward. He represented his class and then his group. And suddenly he belonged to the world. His talent was amazing. Wow, my word. From where to where? Rabi'a said, I came. And I said, let me try. The man who was considered to be the athlete of the decade, You can do your conclusions. By his own confession, said he slept with more than 100 women. If you read the article, you don't have to be in the jungles to know about the woods. فَإِنْ سَعَىٰ رَضِيْتَ بِحُبِّهِ Allah's Nabi selects you. Then you will be accepted. I came, I said, O Nabi of Allah, accept this humble boy, he wants to become your servant. فَرَضِيَ بِي وَلَمْ يُخَيِّبْ رَجَائِي Allah's Nabi approved it. And he said, okay, Rabi'a, young boy, you hang around by me and I will see to you. He said, فَمَا رَمَى بِنَحْوِي فَمَا رَمَى بِطَرْفِهِ نَحْوِي إِلَّا مَثَّلْتُ وَاقِفًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ Nabi alayhi salam would just lift his gaze and I would be ready to serve him. وَمَا تَطَلَّعَ لِحَاجَةٍ مِّنْ حَاجَاتِهِ إِلَّا وَجَدَنِي مُسْرِعًا فِي قَضَائِهَا And he would barely express and I would diligently comply. And I would serve him for the whole day. Come nightfall, فَإِذَنْ قَذَ النَّهَارُ وَسَلَّ الْعِشَاءَ الْأَخِيرَةَ Nabi alayhi salam would pray the Isha, then awa ila baytihi, he would return home, I would also make my way home. But one day, the desire got into me, Rabi'ah, you serving the Nabi of Allah in the day. You know when a person is selected, first there is this curiosity for the national side, and then to come on the international side. For me to be accredited, for me to be recognized, for me to have a diploma by a universal institution, and the rest of it. So I'm serving the Nabi of Allah in the day. I wish I can enjoy the privilege of serving him at night. So قلت لنفسي, I said to myself, لعلها تعرض لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حاجة في الليل. Perhaps the Nabi of Allah has a need at night also. So I decided, أجلس على بابه ولا أتحول عن عتبة داره. I will sit at the threshold, at the door. And I would sit there in the event if the Nabi of Allah has any need by night, I'm first to respond. How fortunate was Rabi'a. He says, وَكُنْتُ أَسْمَعُهُ يَقْرَأُ بِفَاتِحَةِ الْكِتَابِ I would listen to the Nabi of Allah reciting Quran. فَمَا زَالَ يُرَدِّدُهَا حَتَّى غَلَبَتْنِي عَيْنَايَا And sitting by the house of Allah's Nabi at his door, listening to his Quran, my eyes would close. When so many youth today are falling asleep in clubs and pubs on the laps of strange women with wine in their hands, Rabi'a, may my parents be sacrificed for you. May I'm green with envy for you, sitting at the door of the greatest human, listening to Allah's Nabi reciting Quran, Hatta ghalabatni aynaya till I fall off to sleep. What a night, what a sleep, what a privilege. If nothing else, let our priorities change that these are the people we envy. If nothing else, let the navigation change. Nabi alayhi salam would recite. Nabi alayhi salam's nature was whenever anybody was kind, Nabi alayhi salam would obviously acknowledge him. So one day Nabi alayhi salam called me and I realized from his tone he wanted to speak to me. He said, Ya Rabi'atu, I said, Labbaik wa sa'daik ya Rasulullah. Nabi alayhi salam said, Salni u'tika. Rabi'a, come close. You're a young boy. You've been serving me. This is not a dua of an ustad. This is not a dua of a father. This is the dua of a Nabi, nay the greatest Nabi. Appreciate the opportunity that knocks the door of Rabi'a. I gave you the reference of it in these kitabs. Salni shay'an u'tihi lak. Rabi'a, whisper in my ears and it's done. Farawaitu qaleelan wa fakkartu. Thumma qultu ya Rasulallah amhilni hatta anzura fima atlubuhu mink. On the moment I reflected, I said, O Nabi of Allah, give me some time and space. Let me apply my mind and let me make an informed decision and then I'll get back to you. Nabi alayhi salam said, that's fine, that's perfect. Our children have their list waiting, there's nobody telling them ask. Preempt it and you see what comes your way. This thing, I was reading it and it gave me a shiver in my body. Rabi'a says, I went back. Read the ibarat and then you could perhaps maybe relate and identify more closer to the reality. Wallah, just recently, with the grace of Allah, we went for Umrah. And by Allah, as I'm passing the Rozai Mubarak, and I came close to Umar, I felt Umar. By Allah, I don't know how to translate it. I looked and I cried. I said, Umar, I can feel your robe now here. Umar, I can feel you. 14 centuries has left. But your devout life that you've displayed to the Master has embedded your love in the heart of every Muslim till Qiyamah. Amma Aisha said, Alaykum bi dhikri Umar. If you want to flavor your gatherings, speak more of Umar. If you want to flavor your gatherings, speak more of Umar. He said, I came back, فحدثتني نفسي أن أطلب من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم شيئا من خير الدنيا أغتني. Let me first mention the other ibarat. وكنت يومئذ شابا فقيرا لا مال لي ولا أهل ولا سكنا. He said, when Nabi alayhi salam gave me this proposal, it was at that point of my life when I was financially at my lowest. The proposal and the offer came at a time when I was at my lowest. Yes, my young brother, that SMS will come on a Saturday night. That will be the deliberate exploitation of the devil. But that is iman. لَيَبْلُوَنَّكُمُ اللَّهُ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الصَّيْدِ تَنَالُهُ أَيْدِيكُمْ تَنَالُهُ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَرِمَاحُكُمْ لِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَخَافُهُ بِالْغَيْبِ. It's Hudaybiyah, Sahaba in Ihram. Allah said that the game is forbidden, and Allah said, I'll bring the game so close to you, you can grab it with your spear. But now the game is haram for you. لِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَخَافُهُ بِالْغَيْبِ. The concluding verses of the 18 Juz, وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةٍ. Just read what the Mufassirin have written here. Allah has put the kuffar to test the sabr of the iman. Allah has put the kuffar to test the sabr of the Nabi. Allah has put the Nabi to test the compliance of the disbelievers. Allah has put the wife and husband. Allah has put the parent and child to test if the child complies, if the father perseveres. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً أَتَصْبِرُونَ وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا. I have made one a trial for the other. I have made one a test for the other. Are you going to persevere? Well, I'm watching everything. وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا. He said, at that time, I had no money, I had no family, I had no abode. And كُنْتُ أَوِي إِلَى صُفَّةِ الْمَسَاجِدِ مَعَ أَمْثَالِ مِنْ فُقَرَاءِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Masjid al-Suffa, we used to sit there, myself and my friends, that is where we used to sit, and whatever used to happen, we used to eat there. And if anybody sent any food to Nabi alayhi salam, ba'atha biha kullaha ilayna, Nabi alayhi salam would send that food to us. And when he would receive a gift, akhadha minha shay'an wa ja'ala baqiha lana, he would take a portion and the remaining Nabi alayhi salam would give it to us. So I'm deliberating and my thoughts are playing with me, and I said, which way do I go? An opportunity like this here, how should I react to it? So a thought came into me, let me ask Nabi alayhi salam for some material, some monetary benefit. أغتني به من فقر. I can also become established financially. وأغدو ذا مال وأهل وزوج. I can also have a family, put up a little house and abode, grow my empire. So these were the thoughts that were playing, and it played over me. And every day I think, should I ask, shouldn't I? And then suddenly I heard a different voice and a whisper within me. Now this you need to ignite it with iman, then Allah gives it to you. I say it and I say it again, my brother, there is a fake pleasure in disobeying Allah, but may Allah introduce me and may Allah introduce you to the divine pleasure of obeying Allah. There is a pleasure that when you put your head in sajda, you just cannot raise it. There is, wallah, that pleasure. Ask those who have enjoyed it and continue to enjoy it, they cannot physically lift that head out. Every Subhana Rabbi al-A'la becomes more soothing, more comforting, more empowering, more nourishing than the previous one. From 3 to 5, from 7 to 9, and the night becomes young. أَهْلُ اللَّيْلِ فِي لَيْلِهِمْ أَلَذُّ مِنْ أَهْلِ اللَّهْوِ فِي لَهْوِهِمْ فَحَدَّثَتْنِي نَفْسِي. And then as a young boy, I had a whisper within me and said, وَيْحَكَ يَا رَبِيعَةُ وَيْحَكَ. I wish, my brother, when you walk into that club, that sound also kicks in you and says, وَيْحَكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. I wish that kicks into you, my sister, before you become intimate with a strange man. And that inner voice of Iman speaks to you and says, وَيْحَكِ يَا أُخْتِ وَيْحَكِ يَا فَاطِمَا. I was about to tell the Nabi of Allah, make dua for my dunya, and this voice came into me and said, رَبِيَا رَبِيَا, don't be foolish. إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا زَائِلَةٌ فَانِيَا وَإِنَّ لَكَ فِيهَا رِزْقًا قَدْ قَفَلَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا زَائِلَةٌ فَانِيَا وَإِنَّ لَكَ فِيهَا رِزْقًا قَدْ كَفَلَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. لا بد أن يأتيك فاطلب من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يسأل الله لك من فضل الآخرة. ربيعة, be wise, think long term, have a broad vision, don't look short term. The world is short, your sustenance is ordained, your share is stipulated, what is meant comes your way. Pluck up the courage, muster the courage, have a vision and a goal. Go to the Nabi of Allah and say, O Nabi of Allah, I want that cup from Hawza Kawthar. O Nabi of Allah, I want to be your friend in Jannah. So he says, فَطَابَتْ نَفْسِي لِذَٰلِكَ وَاسْتَرَاحَتْ لَهُ. I then had satisfaction and I decided, and I had suppressed all negative thoughts that were flashing in my mind. I took satisfaction, this is my request. I came to Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi alayhi salam, jin, Rabi'a, come, what's it? Decided? Yes, decided. O Nabi of Allah, ud'u Allah ta'ala li an yaj'alani rafiqan laka fil jannah. That's the narration. O Nabi of Allah, make dua. Allah Pak must make me your friend and I walk together with you in Jannah. You pride yourself to walk with a woman in a club. You pride yourself to walk with the bride in the hall. You pride yourself to bounce on the streets. Rabia, the young man said, my Nabi, I walk with you and we walk together in Jannat. I hope that this program can revive these dead sentiments in this ummah. Nabi alayhi salam was impressed. Man awsaka bihada. Rabia, and where did you learn this from and come? He said, ma awsani bihi ahad. O Nabi of Allah, nobody told me anything. The reality is when I went, all my desires, all my thoughts came before me. And I was on the verge of coming with a monetary request. And then again, there was a sound that whispered within me. And he called out to me, فَهُدِيتُ إِلَىٰ إِثَارِ الْبَاقِيَةِ عَلَى الْفَانِيَةِ. Allah gave me the ability to prioritize. The narration goes, فَصَّمَتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ طَوِيلًا. Rabia said, there was pin drop silence. And it was a prolonged silence. It was a prolonged silence. I'm silent. The Nabi of Allah is silent. I cannot say anything. He then lifted his blessed head and said, أَوَغَيْرَ ذَلِكَ يَا رَبِيعَةُ. Rabi, are you still standing by your request or is there change of mind? Rabi, are you still standing by that? Sahaba only wanted akhirat. We also want akhirat. That only and also, there is a world of difference between it. If a woman says, this is also my husband, the poor man can't say it today. Although he has divine permissibility. No, I'm not touching that. Sahaba only wanted akhirat. We also want it. We also wanted it. They only wanted it. أَوَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ يَا رَبِيعَةُ. Anything else, Rabi'a? وَاللَّهِ مَا أَعْدِلُ بِمَا سَأَلْتُكَ شَيْئًا. O Nabi of Allah, put the world on the other side. Nothing is going to now tempt me or entice me or incentivize me. I stand by what I said like a rock and like an unshakable mountain. Jannat and walking with you, that's my aim, that's my goal. أعني على نفسك بكثرة السجود. أعني على نفسك بكثرة السجود. Okay, Rabi'a, then perform salah in abundance. We'll walk together. أعني على نفسك بكثرة السجود. Rabi'a, perform salah in abundance. We will walk together. My young brother, my young sister, the giant Umar رضي الله عنه used to say, كل يوم يقال مات فلان ومات فلان ولا بد من يوم يقال فيه مات عمر. Every day you hear this one died, that one died. Umar said, one day you will hear Umar also passed away. And he passed away, and what an enviable death. That has to come my way as well. That has to come my way. The way of respect, dignity and honor is the way of deen. There was a person by the name of Uwaiqis Makhzoomi. He is mentioned in Nafhatul Arab on page 212. He lacked physical beauty. Obviously, there was no cosmetic surgery at that time. So one day his mother told him, كان الأويقس مخزومي أقبح الناس خلقة. He lacked physical beauty. His mother told him, إنك خلقت خلقة لا تصلح معها لمجالسة الفتيان في بيوت القيان. فعليك بالدين. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهِ الْخَسِيسَ وَيُتِمُّ بِهِ النَّقِيسَ فَنَفَعَنِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَلَامِهَا فَوُلِّيتُ الْقَضَى. He said, one day my mother called me. My mother said, listen, my son, I love you. But the reality is you don't have physical beauty. I've mentioned this in many of my talks and people say, you know, Maulana, I remember a joke of yours. I said, Allah forgive, it must not be that after I'm gone, that's the legacy. You know what, you remember me for that. Anyway, they say the dream of every man. He wish he was as handsome as his mother thinks. He wish he was as handsome as his mother thinks. Because every mother feels my son is good looking. He was as rich as his child believes. Every child believes that his father has. And he had as many women as his wife suspects. My wife is not here, Muftisab. You guys are going to have to take care. The dream of every man. He used to say, خُيِّرَ سُلَيْمَانَ بَيْنَ الْعِلْمِ وَالْمَالِ فَاخْتَارَ الْعِلْمَ فَأُعْطِيَ الْمَالُ وَالْمُلْكُ مَعَهُ. Allah told Sulaiman alayhi salam, you want wealth or you want knowledge? He said, Allah give me knowledge. Kingdom and wealth came by the way. The Arabic poet said, أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَدْرَكَ مَنْ فَاتَهُ الْعِلْمُ وَأَيُّ شَيْءٍ فَاتَ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ الْعِلْمَ. If you haven't learned the life of Nabi alayhi salam, this is what the poet says, and you haven't mastered the life of the youth of Sahaba, till today, my brother, you did not know about a man like Rabi'a. Till today, you did not know a young man like Rabi'a. He said, if you don't know the youth of Sahaba, then what do you know? Then what do you know? And if you know them, then what don't you know? If you have deen in your platter, what do you lack? What did Imam Shafi say? وَمَنْ فَاتَتْهُ التَّعْلِيمُ وَقْتَ شَبَابِهِ فَكَبِّرْ عَلَيْهِ أَرْبَعًا لِوَفَاتِهِ. وَمَنْ فَاتَتْهُ التَّعْلِيمُ وَقْتَ شَبَابِهِ فَكَبِّرْ عَلَيْهِ أَرْبَعًا لِوَفَاتِهِ. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said, if you did not devote your youth to the obedience of Allah and to the acquisition of the knowledge of deen, then you have died a spiritual death before you die a physical death. Line up and read the janaza of this young boy. That's what Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said. And I say this in gratitude to Allah. I am the most wicked person, brothers. Wallahi, this is the sheer mercy of Allah. If you know who I am, you wouldn't waste your time coming here or to listen to me. This is a reality. It's not a superficial reflection. But perhaps Allah inspires one young man, and this is a personal experience that I had. On my very first trip to America, I went to a particular masjid in California and I gave a talk. And after the talk was over, some youth came to me and they chat with me. And then I had another program. We were flying to Chicago and we had some other programs. And they sat down and spoke to me, and I tried in my humble way to give him some encouragement. Few years later, I came back and I'm sitting in the masjid and addressing the congregation. And there's a young person clad in the absolute sunnah, and people are referring to him as a sheikh and as a scholar. After the program was over, he came to me, he hugs me, he embraces me, and he breaks down. And then, you know, when he calmed down, I said, "How are you, brother, and what's the name?" He said, "Sheikh, can you remember so many years ago you came and you gave a talk at this masjid? I made a decision in that gathering. I just graduated as an alim now." You know, Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayh, someone told him, "People are coming and taking bay'ah to you. You accepting everyone?" He said, "I am accepting everyone because I know in the midst someone will be Allah's one very close friend. And hopefully through him, Allah will forgive me. Wallah, that's my only vision. I know I have nothing. And I only beg and cry and beseech and implore Allah. Often I would receive a call and a brother or sister would tell me that their life has changed by listening. And I cry, I say, 'Allah, I haven't changed, but he has changed. Hopefully by your mercy, my Allah, you will give something to the man who communicated it. That's also if you by your sheer mercy give it.'" I'm saying that young boy in the heart of California, sitting in a gathering of deen, nothing of mine, this is Quran. I'm nothing, my brother, it's Allah's words. فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ. It hit home. And he could change his compass, change his focus. If he could do it in the prime of his life in the heart of California, I doubt your restrictions are more. I doubt your challenges are greater. I doubt the logistics around you are more daunting. I'm not saying abandon what you're doing, but definitely abandon a life of sin. Come out of a life of clubbing and pubbing and come into the lives and the realms of the pious. In Tanbihul Ghafilin on page 201, there is a narration mentioned there. A person came to Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu. He said, "Inni uridu an ata'allam, walakin akhafu an udayyi'ahu wala a'malu bihi." You know, the devil comes with many ideas. In Tanbihul Ghafilin, there's another narration came to my mind now. One day Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam met with the devil. So, after a long discussion, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told the devil, "Why don't you repent to Allah?" So he said, "How must I repent? You find out what I must do and I will repent." So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned in Tanbihul Ghafilin under Ghaliban Babul Ghadab. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah, "Oh Allah, I spoke to devil. Devil is making tawbah. If he's sorted out, then everything is over. You won't be pelting Hajj time." Sab'a hasayatin min batnil wadi yarmiha ma'a takbiratin, and the rest of it. So Allah said, "Oh Musa, he won't." So Musa alayhi salam said, "Allah, but he told me he will repent." So Allah said, "Okay, very simple. The reason of his being rebuked and rejected is he denied prostrating to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Tell him one simple thing. He must go to the cover of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and make one sajda by that cover, and I will forgive everything." Sintabiul Ghafilin. Musa alayhi salam is elated. One sajda, everything is done. He came back, he told Iblis, "It's a done deal. It's all over. What's it? One sajda to the grave of Adam and it's over. Allah save me from pride, Allah save you from pride." He said, "Ya Musa, lam asjud lahu hayyan, a asjud lahu mayyita." I found it below my dignity to bow when the man was a human. When he had some greatness attached to him. Now when he's dead and he is, you know, left this world and he's a corpse. Obviously a Nabi is alive in his grave. The narration of Kanzul Ummal, "Inna Allah harrama ala al-ard an ta'kul ajsad al-anbiya." Allah has made it forbidden for the insects of the earth to devour and to consume the body of a Nabi. So every Nabi's body is alive and intact. Hayatul Nabi fi qabrihi. "Oh Musa, I did not bow to him when he was alive. Where am I going to bow to him when he passed away?" Anyway, I was saying the deception of the devil. And the devil, one person came to me, now look at this. He's apparently a bit of an, maybe, you know, he's got certain points of religious consciousness and nobody can judge, the only judge is Allah. He says, one thing about me, Maulana, I will never look at a Muslim woman. I have that respect. A Muslim woman, I will never look at. Kufar, yeah, I look. Another brother came to me, by Allah, in his house. He said, I don't look at this, you know, kufar woman, because I know I can't get married to them. Muslim woman, she is halal for me. She is permissible. So I said, I know it's bad, but I rather look at my Muslim sister. I said, Shaitan has left. He's got everybody in his grip. وَلَأُذِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ وَلَأَمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُبَتِّكُنَّ آذَانَ الْأَنْعَامِ وَلَأَمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. How the devil deceives and how he comes and influences everyone in a different way. By Allah, he hasn't left anyone, nor the learned, nor the layman, nor the male, nor the female, nor the young, nor the old. The devil has his ploy for everyone. So this person came to Abu Zar radiallahu anhu and he said, I want to learn, but I'm afraid that perhaps I'll acquire knowledge, then I won't honor the obligations of this knowledge and I will be guilty of neglecting it. So what must I do? My intentions are good, but I'm just worried. So I often give the example, mine is a humble example, obviously the Sahaba is profound. I say it's like a person who says, no, you know what, I don't want to become wealthy because that man, he became rich and he lost his money. Rather, I don't tread that road. No, nobody says that. Nobody says that man had money, he lost everything, you know, Allah save us from money, rather I stay where I am. That man didn't have the brains. I got the brains, the problem is the money is with him. The brains I got, the money is there. No, I'm smart, then I will operate. But when it comes to deen, I want to become a hafiz, but I'm, you know, maybe I forget my Quran. That's my only concern. That's why I don't want to come. Who hasn't the devil left? Abu Zar Ghifari said, "Ama innaka in tawassat al-ilma khayrul laka min an tatawassad al-jahla." Listen, if you say you're going to acquire it but you're not going to practice it, rather let knowledge be your cushion on which you sleep than ignorance. Rather let knowledge be your cushion. You say you're not going to internalize it, so you sleep. Rather sleep on knowledge than on ignorance. He took the same question and then he went to Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. He said, I want to acquire knowledge, but I'm afraid I will neglect it. He said, Abu Darda said, يُبْعَثُ النَّاسُ عَلَى مَا مَاتُوا عَلَيْهِ يُبْعَثُ الْعَالِمُ عَالِمًا وَالْجَاهِلُ جَاهِلًا. You decide what you want to do. All I can tell you, you'll stand up on the day of Qiyamah as you died in this world. You die as an alim, you stand up as a scholar. You die as a layman, you stand up as an ignorant person. He took the same question, he went to Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. May Allah instill within us the zeal to study Quran and Hadith. Wallah, sometimes, by Allah, I have nothing in me. But sometimes when I'm studying at night and I'm reading a kitab, and if I get intrigued into some Arabic poetry or a discussion or a dialogue, by Allah, it gives a physical pleasure. It's so meaningful that sleep disappears. It's so wholesome. It's you know, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said, "Sahri li tanqihi al-ulumi alladhu li min wasli ghaniyatin wa tibi 'inaqi." To stay awake and study, for me that's greater than embracing a virgin on the first night at an exotic place. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi's words, "Sahri li tanqihi al-ulum أَلَذُّ لِي مِنْ وَصْلِ غَانِيَةٍ وَطِيبِ عِنَاقِي وَصَرِيرُ أَقْلَامِي عَلَى صَفْحَاتِهَا أَحْلَى مِنَ الدَّوْكَاءِ وَالْعُشَّاقِي." And when I write with my pen, وَصَرِيرُ أَقْلَامِي عَلَى, it's more soothing for me, that sound of the pen writing Quran and Hadith, than all the musical instruments. وَأَلَذُّ مِنْ نَقْرِ الْفَتَاةِ لِدُفِّهَا نقري لألقي الرمل عن أوراقي وألذ من نقر الفتاة لدفها. And a young girl in her melodious voice, I mean, we know, I often say this, a strange woman, even when she's screaming it sounds nice. I'm saying the reality of life, you know, and there's this whole emotional infidelity today. What's this emotional infidelity? that a male is having a problem in his marriage and is confiding in a female about his crisis. And she's been sympathetic, obviously. You need a shoulder to lean on, my brother. Emotional infidelity. It has paralyzed this ummah. It has paralyzed this ummah. How can across the gender line there be emotional display? You will be a victim to the other circumstances that's going to take its course. وَأَلَذُّ مِن نَقْرِ الْفَتَاةِ لِدُفِّهَا نَقْرِي لِأُلْقِ الرَّمَلَ عَنْ أَوْرَاقِي. And more soothing than a young girl in her melodious voice playing the piano for me is to turn one page of the Quran to the next page. وَأَلَذُّ مِن نَقْرِ الْفَتَاةِ لِدُفِّهَا نَقْرِي لِأُلْقِ الرَّمَلَ عَنْ أَوْرَاقِي وَتَمَايُلِي طَرَبًا لِحَلِّ عَوِيصَةٍ فِي الدَّرْسِ أَشْهَى مِن مُدَامَةِ سَاقِي. And I sway with joy when I can resolve a complex issue. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ. I'm sitting and it's a complex issue. And this is honestly, you're trying and you know, reading this footnote and that footnote, and you're accessing this commentary and that commentary, and you're accessing multiple dictionaries, and you're trying to dissect and unpack the Arabic word and to get into the depth, and finally Allah opens it to you. وَتَمَايُلِي طَرَبًا. He says, you can sway when your team wins, if you want to call them yours. I don't know what money you get when they win, but be it as it may. وَتَمَايُلِي طَرَبًا. You can sway. I see people, I say, what's this? You got a watch? He said, no, I'm looking at the currency, ma. Small monitor like this, we travel in. I said, well, what's this here? He said, no, I mentioned the other day, I heard it from one of my scholars. My brother, the ummah is plagued with enough challenges. Your life is riddled with miseries. Do you have time to adopt other things to fluctuate your emotions? Do you need other things to sway your joy and sadness? Winning and losing? Do you need to adopt and invite things to play with your feelings? Are there not enough things that have fluctuated your emotions? Our depression and our concerns are minimal. The problem is we have made other things our problems. And I mentioned this in few of my talks, and few sisters also phone, and you know, they always ask this particular thing. Whatever Allah puts in my mind, I'm saying it. It was a sticker that I read, and it goes as follows. Aaj log apne dukh se dukhi nahi hai, dusro ke sukh se dukhi hai. Aaj log apne dukh se dukhi nahi hai, dusro ke sukh se dukhi hai. Today people are not miserable, they're not suicidal, they are not depressed, they're not isolated out of pain. They are depressed, isolated and suicidal because the man across is driving an S-Class Mercedes. He's flying international vacations, moving in business class, sitting in upmarket places. His prosperity is my depression. That is the reality of life. Life is riddled with challenges. عِشْ مُوسِرًا إِنْ شِئْتَ أَوْ مُعْسِرًا لَا بُدَّ فِي الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْغَمِّ دُنْيَاكَ بِالْأَحْزَانِ مَقْرُونَةً. Everybody's life is riddled with challenges. There is no way out. And how the devil deceives. This one in this way, that one in that way. Every person in a different way. So anyway, this person comes. He came to Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu. He went to Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. He comes with the very same question to Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. And he said, I want to acquire knowledge. But you know what? I'm afraid I will neglect it. What must I do? Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, مَا أَنْتَ بِوَاجِدٍ شَيْئًا أَضْيَعُ لَهُ مِنْ تَرْكِهِ. مَا أَنْتَ بِوَاجِدٍ شَيْئًا أَضْيَعُ لَهُ مِنْ تَرْكِهِ. You afraid that you'll acquire it, but then you'll neglect it. Remember, if you haven't acquired it, you've neglected it the most. If you haven't acquired it, you have neglected it the most. And more sad than that, is that you haven't acquired the knowledge of deen, and at the same time you have mastered everything else. You've mastered everything else. In Ibn Kathir, under this ayah in Surah Furqan,
وقال الرسول يا ربي إن قوم اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا.
That the Nabi will say, Oh Allah, my nation has deserted the Quran. Ibn Kathir writes, there are 7 ways in which a person will be guilty of deserting the Quran. And one out of the 7, والعدول عنه إلى غيره من قول أو شعر أو شعر أو كلام أو طريقة مأخوذة من غيره من هجرانه.
Amongst those that will be guilty of deserting the Quran are those who will substitute the sciences of Quran by pursuing other things, mastering other things, acquiring other things, understanding other things at the detriment and at the cost of compromising on the basic tenets of Islam.
So ironically, you know nothing of the Quran, yet you've mastered every bulletin. You know the currency, you know the politics, you know the sports. Some of us know the lives of players more than they know their own lives. Brothers, decide for yourself. Allah has kept it in deen. Honor, respect, Allah has kept in His obedience. I just end with that couplet of Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh. He said, وَتَمَايُلِي طَرَبًا لِحَلِّ عَوِيصَةٍ أَشْهَى مِن مُدَامَةِ سَاقِي. When I accomplish it, I sway with joy, and the jubilation that I'm gripped with is greater than the best of wines that is given to a person who is a wine lover. A person who loves wine and it matures and he enjoys it. I mean, we don't know it and we don't want to know it, but sometimes if they're sitting next to you and you're flying, then obviously you're on your edge, and then you see, you know, whatever fake joys they enjoy from it.
وَتَمَايُلِي طَرَبًا لِحَلِّ عَوِيصَةٍ فِي الدَّرْسِ أَشْهَى مِن مُدَامَةِ سَاقِي وَأَبِيتُ سَهْرَانَ الدُّجَى وَتَبِيتُهُ نَوْمًا وَتَبْغِي بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ لِحَاقِهِ.
And he said, I spend my night speaking with my Allah. You spend your night in sin or sleeping. And then you want me to make dua that we must be together in Jannat.
وَأَبِيتُ سَهْرَانَ الدُّجَى وَتَبِيتُهُ نَوْمًا وَأَبِيتُ سَهْرَانَ الدُّجَى وَتَبِيتُهُ نَوْمًا وَتَبْغِي بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ لِحَاقِهِ.
Honestly, brothers, I have just like reaching the halfway mark. But I'm seeing there are many brothers standing here, and I think, you know what, there's so much that we can digest. There was another whole incident, but it would literally, with no exaggeration, take up another hour. Let's take something to mind. It's not a matter of how long we speak or how long we listen. It's how much we internalize. How often did not the companions come and say, Oh, sini wa ojiz. Oh, sini wa ojiz. Oh, Nabi of Allah advised, but make it short. At the face value, it sounds so abrupt. It sounds so harsh. That you're imploring advice and yet you're restricting the Nabi of Allah to make it concise. But the vision was amazing. The vision was, make it wholesome so that I can internalize it. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to internalize the qualities of Sayyidina Luqman that he said. May Allah give us the vision and the spirit of Rabi'a radiyallahu anhu. That we make that the focus of our life. Salim ibn Abil Ja'ad said, my master purchased me and then he liberated me. فَقُلْتُ بِأَيِّ الْحِرَفِ أَحْتَرِفُ. What profession should I take up? فَاخْتَرْتُ الْعِلْمَ. Allah inspired me with knowledge. A few weeks and months had passed when the Khalifa of the time came to meet me. فَلَمْ أَذَنْ لَهُ. And I said, no, I don't have time. Allah gave me so much honor and Allah gave me so much respect. Salim ibn Abi Ja'ad says that a time came that the ruler of the time, Allah brought him to my door. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability that we revere the pious. They become the role models of our life. They become those that occupy our aspirations. We look out to them, we envy them, we yearn to be like them, and we desire our children to imitate them and emulate them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our get together. Reward Hazrat Mufti Saab and Maulana and the rest of the competent team, Mufti Shafiq Saab and everybody else who have invited me here. Allah Ta'ala make this a means of our salvation. Let every one of us return from here with a message, hopefully spiritually nourished, that inshallah we have reflected and we will definitely pay heed. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك، ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك،
لك الحمد كالذي نقول ولك الحمد خيرا مما نقول لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي الهاشمي المكي المدني وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا ربنا هيئ لنا من أمرنا مرفقا ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين يا ذا القوة المتين O most kind, most loving, most caring, most compassionate, most merciful Allah, envelope us all in your mercy, O Allah, and shroud us in your forgiveness, O Allah. Allah, elite and erase and delete, O Allah, all our sins. Pardon all our evil, O Allah. Allah, any one of us in any way that might be indulged in any illicit relation, let us return from here repenting in totality, Allah. Give us a life of purity and chastity. Give us a life of loyalty and integrity. Grant us faithfulness to our spouses, respect to our parents, love to our juniors. O Allah, the youth that have converged in the hundreds on this Saturday night, except they get together here. Allah, those brothers that have put their shoulder to the wheel in making this program a reality, reward everyone abundantly in barakat, in health and wealth. Bless them with every form of prosperity. Our senior citizens that have come here, grant them health and shifa, Allah. Keep their shadow upon us, O Allah. O Allah, our youth that might be roaming the clubs this moment, Allah, take them out of there, Allah. Allah, give them that whisper in their heart, Allah. Allah, let their ears respond, Allah. Let them return home and let those parents sigh with relief, Allah. Allah, those parents that are tossing and turning, those blind parents and hunched mothers, O Allah. Those disabled parents that are crying and yelling in tahajjud on their prayer mat, Allah. Allah, you respond to their supplications and return them home, Allah. Allah, you create the atmosphere of seemahum fi wujuhihim min athari sujood on their foreheads, Allah. Allah, give us a home of piety, Allah. Allah, we are tired of the home of this sin and immorality and obscene environment, Allah. Allah, we are tired of walking in the home and seeing one child listening to music and the other on the net and the third one with pornography. Allah, let us walk in homes where one is on the prayer mat and the other is in Quran and the third is in wuzu. Allah, we are tired of this, Allah. With our palaces, Allah, they have become like huts, Allah. Allah, with our palaces, they have become devoid, Allah. Everyone in his own room, in his own life, either on the phone or either on the earphones, either on the net or either surfing something immoral and obscene, O Allah. Allah, let us eat collectively. Let us sit collectively. Make us wa amruhum shura baynahum. Let us collectively, mutually discuss our issues. Let there be understanding. Remove the discord from our homes, O Allah. O Allah, give us contentment on halal, Allah. Give us contentment on halal. وَلَا تُذْهِبْ قُلُوبَنَا إِلَى شَيْءٍ صَرَّفْتَهُ عَنَّا وَلَا تُذْهِبْ قُلُوبَنَا إِلَى شَيْءٍ صَرَّفْتَهُ عَنَّا And let not our hearts yearn for something that you have divinely averted, Allah. Allah, let not our hearts crave and yearn for something by your knowledge you have taken away. Grant us satisfaction on your decision, happiness on your decisions, O Allah. Allah, those of our parents that have left this world, elevate their abodes in Jannah, Allah. Those of us that our parents are alive, let us seize and capitalize and maximize on this, on serving them, O Allah. Allah, make Quran a reality in our homes, O Allah. Make modesty a common feature of our sisters. Make honesty the trait and the hallmark of our businessmen, O Allah. O Allah, create purity in our environment, O Allah. Allah, let there be harmony between Muslims and non-Muslims, O Allah. Let us coexist peacefully, O Allah. Save our country and our planet and the entire world from all tragedies and catastrophes and calamities, O Allah. O Allah, let us be that. Allahumma ja'alna miftahan lil khair, mighlaqan lil shar. Make us a key to good, O Allah, and a lock to evil, O Allah. Let us not leave behind a trail of sin.
Let us not fuel any arguments, O Allah. Let us be those who put an end to it, O Allah. Those marriages that are suffering turbulence, that are on the brink of discord and separation, Allah, unite the hearts, reconcile between them, Allah. Let us not hear talaq, let us not hear talaq, O Allah. Allah, let death separate us and never talaq, Allah. Allah, those that are going through turbulence, let them patch up this very night. Let them make resolutions this very moment, O Allah. Those that intend getting married, grant them a good marriage, O Allah. Save them from immorality. Save them from extravagance in their marriages. Bring simplicity in our nikah. Bring integrity in our life, O Allah. Forgive us, my kind Allah. Forgive us, my kind Allah. We have nothing to our account. We have nothing to our credit. Create in our likes. Create amongst us the likes of Rabia, O Allah. Create amongst us the likes of Rabia, O Allah. Revive in us the noble qualities of Luqman Hakim. We ask from you all the good that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked from you. And we ask thy divine protection against every evil against which he asked your protection. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu abduka wa nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharrin masta'adhaka minhu abduka wa nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.